your seats, cause it's about to go down. The wheels are about to come off on the Nerdo Roundtable.
The Friday nights are here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Friday nights of the Nerdo Roundtable are tired. Yeah, so taking a day off. But a lot of you hit us up on social media, and many of those of you who hit us up on social media have the same question. Where, oh, where is John Considine? Rest assured, my brother from another mother is fine. He is taking time to find himself, reclaim his inner nerd, so to speak. But for all of you who, like us, miss his presence on this show, today we present to you some of our favorite Considine moments. For instance,
you guys may have heard about the Battlefront 2 drama,
yeah,
where it came out and it was like, oh, you can play Darth Vader
if you pay.
If you pay if a you bunch pay, of money,
yeah. Or yeah,
if, you,
yeah,
if you play it for 100 hours for right. us or whatever. And people were pissed. They got
because
so
they advertised the motherfucker in the
right,
game.
Right.
You
right.
when they advertise
and
the
you
game.
Gotta work for it. And when, yeah. of course, like you buy the game because you want to be fucking Darth Vader right. in the hallway.
Everybody wants to be a Sith.
Yeah, man. Especially T'Walla, who's on the dark side now.
Look, I am Team Sith. Okay, so it's not just there.
Without a doubt, man. Look, I'm sorry. Once the Jedi Order revealed themselves to be the most inept, you know, organization within the galaxy.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sorry, that hokey cult, or what did Grand Moff Tarkin first refer to it as?
He said something like ancient,
about a religion.
Your ancient religion.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know,
the light of the Jedi has gone out in the galaxy.
All I'm yeah. saying is they proved
Han
to
Solo
me,
said hokey religions and ancient weapons.
Okay, and they're all right. Even though Han Solo said, you know what? It's true. All of it. What's true is it is their fault. Had they not taken the positions that they took, I'm dead ass serious.
No, you're right.
Had they actually acted on any of the information that they had instead of sitting by, well, what are we going to do? We're going to sit in this temple and we're going to meditate
we recognize there's an evil force
out there subverting the damn universe.
They were told that the Imperial Senate was under the influence of a Sith.
And they were like,
of a Sith Lord.
And they said, of a Sith Lord. And they said, no, we would have known that shit if that were true.
Right, right. Yeah. Tell me that is not
they
like the ultimate.
Saw him every fucking day.
Is that not like the old white man response of the millennium? Like, of course. Like, oh, if something like that was happening, I would know about it.
Look.
Fuck
it's,
off.
It, that is absolutely. And not only that, when they realized that it was happening again, maybe they were a little sure of themselves. But if you say Sith Lord, not only that, you say if a Sith had arisen, we would have known. Because why? Because the Sith were what? Powerful as shit, right?
Right.
Right.
Why would you just send a couple cats in there to go get them and then say you're under arrest?
Mace and three random folks that we never knew. It was like Eddie Murphy said, Yeoman Johnson. Right. You know his ass was going to die.
Exactly.
And that's why he's like,
this
okay.
dude shows up wearing a and red robe. Wait
he
a second.
Wasn't going, and Palpatine wasn't going anywhere
no.
at that moment.
Look, he
you
was
have
in
Yoda,
there.
You have Mace, you have every. You call back Obi-Wan.
Everyone.
Said,
there is an actual. Meeting. We yeah. have identified who the Sith Lord is.
Palpatine.
Team, meet everyone. Right
Palpatine had just opened up a container of pad thai. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's sitting
like,
down
he's
to crush some dinner at work like, or whatever.
They,
like, oh,
they,
I got a lot of evil shit to do.
He was basically saying, what are you guys here for? It was like, we're here to arrest you.
Did you?
It's like, that's one of those, like, you all were, like, overwhelmingly underprepared for this confrontation.
Right. And it's like, oh, Mace Windu, did you leave your iPhone charger in here or something? What's going on?
And he killed three of them before they even got their blades out.
Right.
Yeah.
He did this spiral flying thing. It's like, anybody want to move? Get out of the way?
Nothing. Like, your training meant nothing. What did you bring with you, dude, to take in what was possibly the most powerful force you've ever
right.
encountered?
Right. Nobody else on the council. They asked Mace Windu, who do you want to bring? Let me get Bob. Steve. Hey, Mark.
You free?
You graduated,
right? You
doing
anything for the next hour?
Are you still a Padawan? Have you completed your training? You're almost there. Come with me.
Mark,
I want you to see this.
Mark, you always wanted to meet the Chancellor,
later.
Right?
This is
yeah,
ridiculous.
Totally. This will be great, bro.
like, no, man.
15 look, minutes, we're in and we're out.
I'm saying, and you want me to travel to the side of the light? The fuck out of here.
Drinks at the canteen all on I'm me saying afterward. Is,
with the way the Sith thought and their idea of like, look, there's nothing wrong with a little party. There's nothing wrong with a little drinky drink.
I think that's in the Sith note, actually.
There's nothing wrong with fornicating. Hey, so your wife died? I can show you how to bring her back. If you want to. Otherwise, I can show you how to mentally manipulate the next broad. Boom. All I'm saying is.
Or choke the shit out of her.
Choke the shit. Look, I'm saying. Yo,
yeah, you no, do you, you know? Like we're not. The dark time? Side's not about telling you how yeah. to live.
It's like, look, remember that time when so-and-so told you to fuck off? Choke them from a distance.
Yeah. Choke them from a distance. You didn't even have to be in the same shit. System, turns out.
I find your big-ass mouth disturbing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I find the fact that you cut me off annoying me.
Wait, Bib Fortuna wouldn't let you into Jabba's palace? Watch this.
I'll tell you right. what, man. I give you shit about being all dark side now and stuff, but I mean, you put me on the freeway or whatever, and somebody dicks me over. That is the moment
don't you
that I want like my telekinesis force, right. to become obvious, yes. and I just go and throw right. his car
I'm
off the road.
The car
you
off wanna, the freeway.
Yeah,
off the freeway.
Yeah.
You want to just
yeah.
force swipe this?
Like
shit.
I yeah. want that dude's family to be like, what?
Yes.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
then
I mean?
Drop the
and
freeway
just,
on his
and
ass.
Just never have answers. That's what I want at that moment.
You see? You
no, are, I'm an evil motherfucker too. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Of the
and the
side.
Jedi just want to use a Jedi mind trick to change people's minds. No, fuck that.
Right.
No. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
No, you can't kill him. He has to be put on trial. Why? Now, see, you got me started, Tawala.
They just want to get in the club without paying the cover
you're
charge.
You're saying that Palpatine He's killed like list. Five different top Jedi, and then Mace Windu wanted to kill him.
Not only that,
Anakin said, no, he has to stand trial.
No.
No.
No,
no he does not.
They went to go get his ass after he fucking had a bunch of Jedi killed in a fucking arena of death on the damn planet with the bugs. They knew he was behind fucking Count Dooku.
Yeah, that's right. Count Mace Windu
was
responsible
there. For killing all types
yes.
of motherfuckers.
Was there.
He was there.
Yes.
He saw all his brethren dying. And then you go to arrest this dude?
And after you try to arrest him, he kills half the people in the room.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah.
is, at a certain
You're
point
allowed
of time,
to use deadly force
if I'm
at that
Mace
point.
Windu, with that, yeah, exactly. I'm like, the time to have a chat has passed.
I'm not even acknowledging Anakin, who says, no, don't kill him. Fuck you. What?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The that.
What the
right.
fuck do you know about this, bitch?
Right, right.
Like, you just got appointed to the council yesterday.
No, like, not only that, weren't you on the
some
same
nepotism
planet
shit.
With me? I fucking saved you and Obi-Wan and Padme when the fucking you were in the arena of death.
Right.
You all were going to die. I showed up with all
Geonosis,
the other Jedi.
Geonosis,
yeah.
yeah.
I showed up with all the damn Jedi who fucking died to save you.
Right.
I brought the, because remember, I showed up.
I killed Jango Fett, as a matter of fact.
I said, this
head off.
This
right,
game
yeah.
is over. What
I
was
started some shit the galaxy will
enough.
Never recover from.
Yes. All I'm saying is, at that point, you've got to say, like, why are you talking about arresting this guy? We found out that he was the one on Geonosis building fucking
yeah.
shit
right.
to come and kill us all.
If ever there's a time to start taking heads.
But we know why Anakin was saying that, because he wanted him to stay alive so he can come save Padme or bring her back to life, whatever it was. You
right.
know,
right, right, right.
You know, so he can have his
yeah,
non-Jedi
this,
life.
And Anakin's punk ass, the damn Jedi force
that was,
all in his mind. Like, yeah. He didn't even know if that shit was going to happen. He didn't even know. It was like, Anakin, you don't know if it's going to happen. I've been having dreams. He should have gone into the dark side and been like, man, fuck that.
But see, he wanted Palpatine because Palpatine supposedly had, I can teach you how you can save her. That's
yeah.
why he wanted to stay alive.
Yes.
But I fault Mace Windu for having the fucking conversation with him at a time.
Right.
That was not the time to talk.
Right.
That wasn't the time.
Also, it's Samuel L. Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, if anybody's ready to throw down at a moment's notice.
That's what he should have been saying, motherfucker.
Samuel L.
Right
yeah,
there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, please.
Say the force one more goddamn time.
Hey, say it again.
Yes. That's
I
when,
will strike down.
Totally.
That's when it goes down.
Totally.
Okay.
Ever wonder what it's like waiting in that Comic-Con registration epic waiting room or in line for one of the panels? John did. Check it out.
We have a party on Friday night. We're out there watching people lined up for the panel on Saturday morning. They had been there that entire day. I'm watching someone right across from us who had been there all day. When I got there around 12 noon, him and his little crew, they were there. They were there in tents. Sleeping bags, fucking cots and shit like that. They were there. Those are the diehards. Those are people that I'm like, yo, you smoke this stuff. you light this shit up. You mainline this stuff. You mainline this.
They get in the bathroom and start beating off to it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Saturday. Ooh, what's my name? Say my name.
Episode 9. But then this is the precious. Okay, this Kylo. Is the
Kylo.
Precious.
Kylo.
Oh, it's insane.
Man, I feel like there was some depth to that joke, man. I feel like you're a fan of Kylo's wide bod.
No. I got a question.
Assuming
you do all this as prescribed and you're laying it out and you get there in enough time, what's the likelihood of you actually getting the opportunity to purchase a ticket for Saturday or Saturday and
Sunday?
That's
what I want to know, because they're saying it doesn't matter when during that hour window you show up.
Well, I mean,
so do they randomize it from there? Like everybody who's in the waiting room, they scramble
it? It's kind of just, you kind of just, I guess it's maybe circling, but they do put here, I guess, paragraph 5, section 8B of the Toucan official blog, making all that up. Please keep in mind that there are more eligible attendees than available badges. Okay. Not everyone who enters the waiting room will be selected for the registration session. You can increase your chances of obtaining a badge by reading all the instructions carefully and having your personal information ready on the day of the sale.
And by killing the people who you're competing for tickets with.
Sacrificing your firstborn.
That's what I would
must
do.
Must have lamb's blood on the ready.
I would do some battle royale shit, man. 100 people in a room. Tell them, like, I've got 5 pairs of tickets. If you live...
2 men enter, 1 man leave.
Yeah, exactly. Thunderdome.
No one survives Comic-Con Bata Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dying time's here.
Master Blaster. Master Blaster runs Bata Town.
The man with no name.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I grew up I on love Thunderdome.
We don't need another hero.
Tina Turner was so boss in that movie. Like, she's so over the top just kind of in general, but they throw her in that movie, and I was all, oh, I can see that.
Who runs Bada Town? Say it. Master Blaster. Master Blaster runs Bada Town.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Raggedy Man. It's not often you get to pull out your Tina Turner impression.
Not often at all.
Oh, my God. No. And it's like that.
Bust the deal and face the wheel.
It's absolutely
fucking
like that.
Now I gotta go home and watch it, man. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
You absolutely have to.
Man, and I just love it when we get to tear silly-ass films like Venom apart or trip off some of the silly stuff that no one else sees in films, like some of the bullshit that we saw in Sicario 2.
You know what I don't need more of? Ever Venom? In fucking life ever again.
Is it now time?
I do not need a movie that has been or that has become Sony's highest-growing film in Russia ever. Venom. When that's your claim to fame, when you're telling people like, yo, we hit big in Russia. Motherfucker, potatoes are hitting big in Russia.
So
you're
vodka.
Telling me that Venom, like, that's your claim to fame. This film is garbage, and it always will be. Everyone associated, everyone related to Avi Arad, you don't need to be in the film business. You need to be in marketing, maybe in toy sales or something, because that's all you're about. Right now, Venom is the highest selling costume this year for Halloween. You're going to be running into kids, hitting them in the street because they're fucking walking around in black costumes looking like Venom. He's in San Francisco in the Bay in the 90s before phones could actually transfer data. Again, you're a reporter. You lost your fucking life because you had no evidence of this crime that you were committed. You go into the damn lab that's unprotected. You're taking pictures of everything. Then you take the phone to your boss and you put it on his desk with a handwritten love note. Hey, look at these images. If Anderson Cooper was fired from CNN, do you think that he would not be able to? And no one knows why he was fired. He's just off of CNN because no one told anyone why Eddie Brock was fired. He was just off. You're telling me he couldn't start a blog. You're telling me he couldn't have his own website.
There was no mention of social media.
I'm like, an Eddie Brock fan page has millions of followers. He's the biggest thing in the Bay. He couldn't put those pictures up there and say, I was right, sue the damn paper, all of that. What are we talking about?
That said, though, I would watch the shit out of Anderson Cooper in that fucking Venom suit going around eating people up and shit.
Call me a silver fox. We are not a silver fox. We are Venom. Always bet on black.
You're telling us that you're having a film based on a... So that to me is like saying we're going to do a Batman film. His parents are not going to be killed, though.
Yeah, that's like saying like
he just grew up rich and just got angry and started.
No, it would be a story about Bruce and Martha Wayne, and they didn't have a son.
Or Martha is killed, and then Thomas Wayne goes crazy.
All right, peep this. Legendary Pictures splits off from Warner Brothers, and they take a couple of rights with them. They make the movie Bizarro.
With no Superman?
But he's not the opposite of Superman. He's just a big, dumb guy. This is what I'm saying. Like, Venom is basically evil Spider-Man.
That's the whole premise.
With no Spider-Man.
So how do you make the evil Spider-Man movie... You're just making a movie about an evil guy.
Well, no,
I don't care about that.
Because within the middle of the second act, it's you know anti-hero. What? I actually like this planet. I don't want to eat everybody. Why, Venom? Because of my 10 minutes with you. You've changed my whole perspective because I'm inside of you, even though I just bit someone's head off and I have to eat people to survive.
Because this film is PG-13. That is why with I will no not blood. Destroy.
I'm just still mad. That these blobs on a comet have names, and then they have a home planet that they want to get back to, but they won't explain how they got to be blobs on a comet, but they don't want to go back to the comet to get to the other blobs, because I'm quite sure there are other blobs.
Blobs on a planet with a plan to get to Earth who have English names.
I guess we can talk about Sicario 2 now.
All right. I've seen it.
Look, that was a fucked up ending. I guess they set it up where... Benicio del Toro's character is now going to come back after Josh Brolin for leaving his ass in the desert to get shot in the face by his son, which was bullshit. And now his son's going to be a Sicario, and he's going to be one he's going to send after Josh
Brolin. Is that
Brolin.
The deal? Is that his that's, son?
Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be his son?
No, it's not his son.
It's just a kid.
That's just the kid.
Yeah. But I thought the kid recognized him in that parking lot.
No. He recognized him because he's like, you're the motherfucker I shot in the face.
I shot you in the face.
No. In the parking lot originally when they were driving through Josh Brolin.
No. He recognized him. That's how he recognized him when they were getting in the truck. And he was like, yo, he's that like, motherfucker's a cop.
I've seen this dude before.
I've seen that dude before. That dude's a cop.
Okay, but he had this look, though, of like seeming recognition.
No, it's just because...
I think they just wanted to show you this kid knows who this guy is.
Because it was, remember, it was him and his crooked-ass cousin that was rolling through the parking lot, and then Josh Brolin rolls up, and he's like, yo, this cat is a cop. I already know what my cousin's into. Right. I know what I'm about to get into. I fucking recognize a pig. And so when he was all off in the truck trying to hide in the poncho, he was like... That's that motherfucker that was in the Walmart parking lot.
I saw you in the goddamn parking
lot. And I didn't know if they were trying to set up some underlying story, exposition, where he was his actual biological son who he tried to just get out of the way so he wouldn't get killed.
I feel like that's a more interesting version of this goddamn movie.
If that would have been in the movie,
I want to watch the motel.
Like,
wait a minute.
And he couldn't acknowledge, that's my damn dad.
That's like, some soap opera shit right there.
Came up with some shit. Because, damn.
All I know is anyone who shoots me in the face, tries to kill me, and leaves me in the dirt.
You better be my son.
I'm not going to hire.
Because that is the only way your ass gets away with
that. That's the way he lives. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the reason. That's why I said this must have been his biological.
All I'm saying is when old boy walked up into that back of the restaurant and he was like, oh, shit, this is the end of my life. I was like, that's your ass.
Yeah, should have been.
And they said, you know what? I'm going to take pity on you. Yeah. I'm going to make you a Sicario. That's like, motherfucker.
Why?
And trust and believe, I love John with all my heart, but I will not play any video games with him. Because John cheats, okay? He's a thief when it comes to this gaming.
Vault 76, named after 1776, you know, the founding of the nation and that kind of thing. The purpose of Vault 76 is to go out and rebuild the wasteland. So it opens early, like before anybody else shows up. So that's the other weird thing. There's no humans that are around. Like, all the other humans are dead. And if you run into any other human being while you're playing it, it's an actual person playing the game, like an actual player.
Who you can kill, though, right?
Yeah, and they can totally kill the shit out of you. That happened to me.
Oh, damn.
At one point, I'm playing this game.
Who the fuck are you?
I open, so you can always like pick locks and hack computers and shit like that. So I go to the airport, right? And there's like a control tower or whatever. I'm like, let's go by this control tower, see what's up over here, right? There's a locked door, and I'm like, oh shit,
I gotta go in.
I got a bobby pin. There's probably some bullshit up there. So I pick my way into the thing, and it's like, you are now wanted. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Well, apparently,
I was in trap.
You can go and like own this airport for like a day, right? Like, if you go over there and you clear out all the ghouls and monsters and shit, now the airport is yours, and you can use it to like, you know, get resources and stuff like that. And anybody who comes and fucks with any part of the airport is now a wanted asshole. And visible on the map to everybody.
Oh, so damn. You went into someone else's shit.
Apparently. But it's like there was no one there. I mean, this place was empty.
Wait, go ahead, Chihuahua. Go ahead.
There's no one there, but the door is locked there, and you picked it.
There's no one home at my house right now, and the doors are locked, John.
I don't know about that philosophy.
You're fucking right, you're wanted. I want to kick your ass, too. It was like, locked for a reason.
Did you just break into my house and say, what do you mean?
There.
What do you mean?
All right. I mean, you're making salient points.
Jesus.
Maybe I was breaking and entering a little bit. But you have to understand, we're in the wasteland where everything belongs to someone who's dead. For the most part, right? So I didn't know that some other dude had come through and been like, the airport is mine, you know? So I went in and I picked the lock and I go up and I loot all the shit out of the airport control tower.
Oh, so you're aware that you are looting?
Well, I was like, that's what you do in these games. You loot stuff. You loot monsters. You loot chests and boxes. And
I just don't get the surprise. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I just don't get the surprise. I'm like, but wait.
In the world of video, there's a trope about this where, like, you know, in The Legend of Zelda, Link comes into your house and shit and smashes up all your pots, hoping that you're going to have a couple extra hearts and rupees laying around and shit. Like, that's really common. Like, in the Final Fantasy games, like, you go back to Zelda. You go into a little old lady's house or whatever, and she's like, oh, are you the hero that I've read about? And then you're like, bitch, do you have any chests around here? Because I would like to open them and see if there's an upgraded weapon I can equip. That's how it works. In video games.
I didn't know the video games are so fun.
Well, they're not that anymore, apparently, because I had a wanted level, man. There was a fucking bounty on my head. So I was like, shit, all right, well, man. I better go back to my camp. If I go back to my camp, I'm super far away from the airport, so I fast travel to my camp, right? I'm there for a minute and a half, and I'm scrapping up all the loot that I got and shit, right, and breaking it down into raw materials and
so
stuff.
So you're going through dude stuff.
These two dudes teleport to my location,
which is faster than fast
traveling. It's the same, yeah. I'm just amazed because like they know where I am, but it's because I'm visible on the map and they're like, this motherfucker. Yeah, exactly. If you kill this dude, you get $10. Yeah.
Not only that, I get my shit back because you were sitting there going through my stuff.
They don't even get the stuff. That's the weird part.
It's about the principle. Talk about principalities.
Right.
You broke into their shit.
Well, these two, so I'm like level 10 or something. These two dudes are like level 35. They roll up in full power armor. That's a Fallout thing.
They came to fuck you up.
Yeah, they did, dude. Yeah, they did. And the guy comes up and he just walks right up to me and just gooch and punches me right in the face and my character falls over dead.
Did they talk to you? Did they say like
no?
Did they say anything?
Oh, no. Yeah, they didn't. It was on site.
Well, here's the thing. I got chat turned off because I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I was wondering. Right.
Yeah.
That probably pissed them off as well.
Well,
they could have had a conversation with you.
13-year-olds play these games.
And they say all sorts of shit, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Horrible.
No matter what, John is our ride or die and will always be a part of this team, and we anxiously await his magnanimous return to the round table. Till then, John, take us out.
Live as one of them, Kal-El. Discover where your strength and your power are needed. Always hold in your heart the pride of your special heritage. They can be a great people, Kal-El. They wish to be. They only lack the light to show the way. For this reason, above all, their capacity for good, I have sent them you, my only son.
Excelsior!
The Knights of the Nerdo Roundtable are Mo Kelly, Tawala Sharp, Liz from the Freeway, Anthony from Two Cubicles Down, and me, John Considine. Our show is produced by Tawala Sharp, and our theme is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Nerdorama started on and continues on the Mo Kelly Show weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.